a new thing. Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to your daily devotional podcast anchored in Isaiah 43 and verse 19, which reads, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." Now, we're currently looking at God doing a new thing in the lives of Elijah and Elisha, and today we're exploring Elisha's loyalty. Let's read in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 1. "When the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven in a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, 'Stay here, the Lord has sent me to Bethel.' But Elisha said, 'As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you.' So they went down to Bethel. The company of the prophets of Bethel came out to Elisha and asked, 'Do you know that your Lord is going to take your master from you today?' 'Yes, I know,' Elisha replied. 'So be quiet.' Then Elijah said to him, 'Stay here, Elisha. The Lord has sent me to Jericho.' And he replied, 'As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you.' So they went to Jericho. The company of the prophets of Jericho went up to Elisha and asked him, 'Do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today?' 'Yes, I know,' he replied. 'So be quiet.' Then Elijah said to him, 'Stay here. The Lord has sent me to the Jordan.' And he replied, 'As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you.' So the two of them walked on." It's a bit of a repeated set of experiences here. Elisha's amazing with his loyalty. He's loyal despite not knowing exactly what was going to happen. As Arthur John Gossip says in his book, When Life Tumbles In, What Then? "To me, the essence of the faith has always seemed a certain intrepidity of loyalty that can believe undauntedly in the dark and that still trusts God unshaken even when the evidence looks fairly damning. A lot of the time we don't know what's about to happen, but we need to hold on." And Elisha was loyal despite the fact that he knew that the outcome was going to be unpleasant, at least for him. He was going to lose his master. Sometimes bad things happen to us, but they're not as bad as happen to us, some other people, are they? An early Christian called Genesius of Rome, who was martyred under the Emperor Diocletian in AD 285, said, "If I were to be killed 1,000 times for my loyalty to him," that's Jesus, "I would still be his servant. Christ is on my lips, Christ is in my heart, and no amount of suffering will take him from me." And Elisha was loyal, despite the effort involved. The places they go are something like 27 miles, walking in one day. In Romans 8, verse 18, "I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us." So to reflect, you and I, we're disciples of Jesus. We walk in his way. It was one of Jesus' commands to walk and follow him. We've been invited, but are we still grateful to be part of his company, even when the journey doesn't go the way we want? Elijah couldn't push Elisha away. He was like a limpet, determined to stick to his mentor to the last. Well, what about our loyalty to Jesus? What helps you to stick close to him? Inseparable and attentive to him, at least between now and the day that we go to be with him forever. Our loyalty to Jesus should be greater than Elisha's loyalty to Elijah. What helps you to express that loyalty in the way that you live? Well, I hope that you find your heart, your life, your congregation, and your entire world inspired by God doing a new thing. Until tomorrow, take care and God bless.